Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The White House is warning federal agencies about the potential for mass firings of workers if lawmakers can't agree on a funding bill. Democrats are demanding concessions in healthcare spending. Former FBI Director James Comey could be hit with federal charges today for allegedly lying to Congress from the new attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, Lindsay Halligan.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. Wrapping up a virtual speech at the United Nations moments ago, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas saying that despite war, Palestinians will not leave our homeland. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. State lawmakers are introducing bills that would change Wisconsin elections. Both Republicans and Democrats have their own proposals, but they introduce them together at a press conference, a rarity here in Wisconsin. Republican Representative Scott Krug from Nakusa presented the Republican plans. His bills include standardizing drop box rules, creating standard early voting hours, and new rules for election observers. One of the most notable among his plans, a bill to allow poll workers to begin processing absentee ballots on the Monday before Election Day. Most states allow that, but Wisconsin does not. A similar bill last year was blocked by Republicans in the state Senate.
This package that I'm looking to introduce this week does take into account a lot of the things that President Trump has said about elections. We need safety, we need security, we need to know who voters are, but we also want to make sure that, you know, we understand that we set the line in Wisconsin, that we have our own election system.
Meanwhile, Democrats' proposals largely focus on increasing voter education and accessibility. Under their plan, high schoolers would get voter registration forms and be allowed to pre-register before they turn 18. Their bills would increase accessibility training for poll workers and mandate that elected officials work a shift as a poll worker so they understand the system. Representative Lee Snodgrass from Appleton.
I have seen time and time again my colleagues making false claims about election security or administration. And as I tell people, there's no better way of learning than doing.
Their plans would also increase protection for clerks, their staff, and poll workers. Krug has signed on as an author of three of the Democrats' bills. Lawmakers at that press conference made it clear they don't agree on all these proposals, but they'll get a chance to talk about problems and potential changes when they go through the committee process. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back to host the Reds tomorrow night. They beat the Padres 3-1 to finish the regular season with the most wins on the road, 45. Jackson Chourio, though, just 1-for-4 at the plate. Pat Murphy.
He's had some not so good at bats where he leaves his zone and chases down, especially, or chases up. As young as he is, hopefully he learns.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. I asked Micah Parsons if he's ever spoken to Cowboys owner Jerry Jones since being traded to Green Bay.
Nah, I mean, I never even heard from Jerry Jones himself when I even got traded. I found out through my agent. Like, I haven't talked to Jerry Jones since, like, what, OTAs?
Jones on The Fan in Dallas.
Jerry, do you think with the Micah deal that you let your money get mad and it just became a little bit too personal versus a football decision?
Absolutely not. Not at all. It was nothing personal. I told you I like Micah.
That's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to around 53 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 81. We're going to keep the sunny, dry weather rolling through the rest of the week, the weekend, and well into next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are ruining our lives and planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average superyacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Todd Alba.
Jimmy Kimmel is back on Late Night. Keegan Kelly is in from crack.com to tell us what it means moving forward, and we'll recombobulate with Dan Schaefer. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX, because cows can't host talk shows.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
What we're seeing is a gross violation of the First Amendment and the right to free speech. I mean, the government cannot use its power to try to silence its critics in the United States of America. That's what our Constitution says. You know, we fought a revolution for, among other things, the right to free speech and not to be essentially punished or even locked up for our speech.
Thank you, Chris Van Hollen. Yes, free speech is alive. Comedy is alive. Here's Exhibit A.
Raised by a wild pack of Jews, here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here.
Or in one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby.
I just want you to know that we here at the Stephanie Miller Show are fighting anti-Semitism in every form. We condemn the dog, don't we, Sean and Chris, that we just saw that stole an entire bag of bagels and was trying to hide one in his mouth. It is everywhere, and you have to call it out.
It is a slippery slope. Then comes the lox and the schmear. You let him have a bagel. They don't stop. They don't stop.
It is a good week.
I haven't
seen
you since we performed together.
I know. So, by the way, I was saying, you know, this whole environment has gotten so awful, Dana, that, you know, because obviously Kathy Griffin was our headliner, and this was before the Charlie Kirk tragedy. And I thought, I think I would have been scared to do an event like that in the wake of what happened. And it's just, and here we go again, where they're demonizing and blaming the left for this horrible shooting at the ICE Center in Dallas
that only
detainees were shot. And they're saying this is an anti-ICE and blaming the left again.
I'm sorry. No one's going to write anti-ICE on a bullet if they really are anti-ICE. They're going to do the F word. They're going to do F-ICE. Also, you don't shoot detainees if you're upset with the ICE agent. None of it makes sense. I don't trust the FBI, Kash Patel. I don't trust anything that comes out of these people anymore.
Well, that's the chilling thing, is you absolutely would believe that you know, hours later, he had someone write anti-ICE on the thing to try
to
set the narrative before they know anything, and then they seem to fill in the facts, right?
It also looks like a pen or a blue pen or a sharp. I mean, I don't know much about bullets, but isn't there some sort of heat that happens and gunpowder that happens on a bullet? I just can't imagine ink staying, but what do I know? I'm not very proficient when it comes to firearms.
Well, Dana, the fact remains, 19 detainees have died in ICE custody.
Yeah.
Zero ICE agents have been killed. So, you know, once again, and here we go. This is J.D. Vance being unhelpful again.
When Democratic politicians incur doxing, when they encourage us to unmask ICE enforcement officers, what do you think is going to happen? when the mayor of Los Angeles encourages violent protesters to get in the face of our law enforcement, what do you think is going to happen? What's going to happen is political violence, and political violence has gotten out of control in this country. We got to stop it. We got to condemn it. And that starts, unfortunately, at the very top of the Democratic Party.
They do this every time they make straw man arguments. Mayor Bass has said no such thing.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, they have gotten so good at it. They've gotten good at scapegoating the left. They've gotten good at scapegoating the trans community. Their messaging has been, they've been pounding it over and over and over. And I'm obviously sick of it. We've got to figure out how to get on the offense. I'm so tired of being on the defense with this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's, I hate to do it to you, but you know, and I have suggested that he go on the couch just to calm down, but okay.
When Democrats like Gavin Newsom did say that these people are part of an authoritarian government, when the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence.
And most of them are on the right. Let's look at the numbers.
Thank you. And also, it is authoritarian what they're doing, disappearing people off the streets into unmarked vans with no insignia. That absolutely is authoritarian. That's not inciting. I'll tell you what's inciting violence, saying maybe someone's going to have to take care of Hillary with Second Amendment remedies. Maybe Liz Cheney should be lined up in front of a firing squad. You're going to have to go fight on January 6th or you're not going to have a country. That's inciting direct violence.
That's exactly it. And we know why they chose him, because he's well-spoken. He's not well-liked. That's for sure. No one likes this guy, but man, he knows how to put a sentence together, especially when you've got this orange guy doing whatever he's doing to the English language. J.D. Vance sounds like a scholar.
Yeah. Yeah, one last one. Sorry. It's because I love you most.
You want to stop political violence, stop attacking our law enforcement as the Gestapo. If you want to stop political violence, stop telling your supporters that everybody who disagrees with you is a Nazi. If you want to stop political violence, look in the mirror. That's the way that we stop political violence in this country, and we've got to do it.
Isn't he the one that said that Trump was America's Hitler?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes,
so,
no Democratic politician has said that.
All right. No, yeah.
Can I just say, here's our big bag of rats story for this morning. Daily Beast headline, Attorney General Pam Bondi reportedly claimed Kash Patel's FBI was trying to destroy her by leaking information about the battle ranging within the Trump administration over the Jeffrey Epstein case.
Let's go.
They are just a blistering... I don't know whether it's the incompetence or the corruption that's worse every day, right?
I'm just glad the wheels are starting to come off and they're starting to do the infighting, because I'm not sure any of us thought that was going to happen. They literally tried to put some of the horrible people, whether it was Matt, I don't remember his last name now.
Gates.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the attorney general position, and then he wasn't in there. And then they got Pam Bondi, and I think everyone assumed everyone would get along. And I love to see this, because this is what happens when too much people want too much power. They don't just take out their enemies. They start taking out each other. It doesn't just stop at their opponents. If you want power, you're going to take out anyone who's in your way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Mike Nellis, our friend, said the White House is frantically pressuring the small number of Republicans who support the Epstein list discharge petition to flip and vote against it, per CNN. They're clearly panicking about whatever is in these files. I mean, I would not put it past them to be rooting for a shutdown as one other
100%.
Hail Mary to not have to release the Epstein files.
I think in some crazy speech, Trump blamed the trans community for the government shutdown. I mean, he's just insane.
Thank you. Rick Wilson said they're about to shut the government down to protect the Epstein files from disclosure. Whatever is in the files must be so unhinged as to be beyond imagination. I mean, the mind reels, right?
Oh, it reels. And unfortunately, I went down an Erica Kirk rabbit hole that I shouldn't have gone down. But none of this passes the smell test for me when it comes to any of this in Romania and all of this other stuff. So I probably should stay off the interwebs at this point. But man, it all seems to be connected.
Well, you called out violence on Blue Sky. You said Jesse Waters just called for the bombing of the UN on national television. FCC, nothing, crickets. And as we keep saying, it was Trump's own team that apparently stopped the escalator by accident and was running the teleprompter. I mean, but this is where we are.
Yep. It is own. He's going to blame everyone he can. everything that's happening in this country is his own team. Everything that's going wrong is within this administration that is causing the problems. They're always going to find a scapegoat, either it's someone at the UN, it's a marginalized community. This is what they do. I'm really hoping that the general population, especially those in the middle, and there's a lot of people that still have their sanity about them, that they are going to realize the blaming of a community, especially one over and over and over for everything. Maybe at some point someone's going to be like, they can't be responsible for all of this.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you said, I know we keep focusing on Colbert and Kimmel, as we should, but we also need to remember there are hundreds of people who work for these shows who also just lost their jobs because of this bull. Mm-hmm. And most of them are probably not millionaires. I love that Jimmy Kimmel made that point. And yeah. I love that he also stood up for not just Colbert, but also Fallon and Myers, who Trump is targeting next. So you're right. This fight is far from over.
I mean, Hulu and Disney got a lot of nerve, though. I don't know if anyone still has their account, but I've seen things that everyone's prices are going up. So instead of just saying, oh, we made a mistake, okay, this blah, 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 they're going to start charging the people that stayed more. So now everyone's paying the price for this.
Yeah. Aye, aye, aye. You have a personal story, boarding a plane to New York, and the old white guy in front of me said to the attendant, I hope there's not a female pilot, and I've never been more disappointed that the rapture did not actually happen.
Stephanie Miller, when I tell you I almost kicked a cane out from underneath somebody.
Oh my God.
I'm not a violent person, but literally the gay flight attendant looked at me and he said out loud to the man, nope, but we're always lucky when there's two of them. And the guy was like, Mercer, under his breath. And then I looked at the flight attendant and I said, what in the F is going on? And he goes, I don't know. And I said, I'm so sad the rapture didn't happen. And he started laughing so hard. But even this guy's wife was like, what did you say? And so I'm not sure if it was a dementia moment, which I know happens sometimes.
Yeah.
But the fact that anyone would say that walking onto a plane is bananas to me.
See, you're a cooler head. I would have pretended I was an air marshal and said, I need to lock you in the bathroom for the entire flight for your own safety. Don't interfere with a federal... Okay. Your co-host, AG, this week said that the rapture to her means free shoes for atheists, which I think is also another... You know.
Yeah, but have you seen evangelicals' fashion sense?
Yeah.
Do you want those shoes?
Who wants those Crocs?
Okay. I mean, if it's Kim Davis, I'm definitely little house on the little fascist on the prairie. No one needs that. No one needs that.
You're a liberal helper. You said if you give your kids Tylenol PM, they'll only have autism at night. See, that's funny. See, that's funny. You took tragedy and made it into... I mean...
The biggest thing, though, and I will say this especially to the people that are neurodivergent that are listening to this, and now the kids that are old enough to understand these attacks, there is nothing wrong with these people. It's not a disease.
Thank you.
It is literally a neurological, that's why it's neurodivergent. Your brain sees the world in a beautiful way that's just different than everyone else's.
Right.
And it's not medicine that needs to catch up on this. It's the world that needs to catch up on this. And we don't even have any medical advice coming out of this administration.
And Chris,
so to my neurodivergent community, I love you. There's nothing wrong with you, and you're perfect.
Thank you. And Chris and I keep saying, stop making families feel bad. They're already dealing with enough, or women feel bad, or
it's
their fault,
again.
Or there's something wrong with their kid. I mean, I was saying, Carlos told a beautiful story yesterday about a lot of autistic, kids are fans of his that come up to him at the,
Comic-Con
and stuff like that, and one of them was apologizing for his autism, and Carlos said, that's your superpower. And put that on a t-shirt,
The fact that they use the Amish community, can we just unpack that for a second?
Yeah.
Let's take a community that does not go to the doctor.
So they're not diagnosed with anything.
On average. And say that there's basically no autism, and there's also probably no anything else that they know of. I'm sure it's not all of the Amish, but just picking that community. Also, we have to remember what Tylenol, first of all, is a brand name.
Right.
It's acetaminophen, which all of us can say. So Tylenol's not it. Tylenol isn't even the drug. It's the brand name. And Tylenol was invented in 1950 in the first the first registered of the, of the autistic people was in 1911, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's just not. There's no cause there. I can't wait to see the suing here. I want to know who owns the company that owns Tylenol and what they did to this administration.
Johnson and Johnson used to, but they spun it off in 2023 to some much smaller company that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah,
I looked that up and I just went down a rabbit hole too. I'm like, who owns this company?
Right. I wanted to find out too. Yeah, but Johnson and Johnson, they sold it in 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right. Nice try. You're still in the Epstein files. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FERF.
FERF.
Now is the time, man, to get behind Freedom From Religion Foundation. I mean, they've won a couple of big cases recently. Now kids can go back to reading, writing, arithmetic, leave religion where it belongs at home, church, synagogue, at the mosque, not plastered on a classroom wall. Can I get an amen to the Constitution?
Amen.
Thank you. They defend the Constitution when public schools cross the line, protect kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, actual freedom of and from religion, that's in there too. It's time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller,
a lovely girl
who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Cozy Earth's pajamas and blankets are so soft, breathable, so cute. You're going to start planning your evenings around them. Let's talk about the bamboo stretch knit pajamas. The moment I put them on, I actually said, oh, wow, out loud. The fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight. But what really got me was how cool it sleeps. And yes, I wear it way past bedtime. It's my all-day cozy uniform now. And then there's the bubble cuddle blanket. This thing transforms your couch or bed. I keep mine draped over the sofa. It instantly makes the room feel warmer and more inviting. The plush textured faux fur is not just stunning, it's nap-inducing. Binge sessions, book reading, chilly nights, it elevates all of it. And here's the best part. Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the code Stephanie at checkout for up to 40% off your new favorite pajama set and blanket. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, be sure to let them know you heard about Cozy Earth right here at Stephanie Miller Show. That's CozyEarth.com, code Stephanie. Elevate your downtime with Cozy Earth.
You may know frontotemporal degeneration, or FTD, as the disease that recently forced Bruce Willis to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, many people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality changes, apathy, and unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension are the most common symptoms. It is often misdiagnosed as bipolar disorder, depression, and sometimes just a midlife crisis. It's World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration at theaftd.org. Find help. Share hope. Go now to theaftd.org.
There's nothing quite like the perfect fit. And at Allure Intimate Apparel, that's exactly what they deliver. Their expert team offers one-on-one bra fittings in a graceful, no-pressure environment that celebrates every silhouette. It's luxury tailored to real life, where confidence is never compromised. Experience a new standard of personal attention with timeless style and a fit that flatters at every angle. Visit their brand new location at the Hilldale Shopping Center. Visit AllureFits.com.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance, through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with Rainbow Rapids. Try new dual zip line racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Stephanie Miller.
Ah, Peter Frampton speaks Charlie Brown's teacher. I bet Tom Holman can understand this.
I think so.
Lordy. Okay.
I still maintain that Tom Holman had part of his tongue taken out for some medical reason.
Do you think
reason.
So? It froze from too much Carvel ice cream.
That could be.
He sounds a lot like Tom Carvel. Did you ever hear those commercials when you were growing up?
I don't think they had Carvel in Albuquerque.
They did.
Did they?
Did they? Did you get a Fudgy the Whale? Up?
I remember having Carvel, but now I'm not sure where it was.
Okay. Tom Carvel did his own commercials, and he was just as...
And he sounded like Tom Holman.
Yeah. 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 You couldn't understand a word he sang.
No, okay. I couldn't pick either of those voices out in a lineup.
So. okay. So I mentioned to you, Dana, this... here we go. Today in fascism, Justice Department weighing whether to charge former FBI Director James Comey with lying to Congress. So, by the way, so this is obviously a BS, but I'm forced to defend James Comey, who really was the final lifelong Republican who threw the election to Trump with his stupid Hillary Clinton, you know, debacle, right? And here we are having, but you know, by the way, so a DOJ official said there's still internal matters being sorted out. Like, for the fact that he's completely innocent, and apparently this was like one exchange with Ted Cruz where he apparently didn't lie about whether he authorized a leak or something. The call for action from the DOJ came a day after he forced out Eric Siebert as the acting U.S. attorney. It's in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Senior Justice Department sources recently said Siebert had decided to resign rather than seek an indictment of Comey due to lack of evidence. Trump later posted on X that he had fired him, of course, rather than resigning. He was replaced by Sports Illustrated model Lindsay Halligan.
Uh-huh.
She's from the Alina Haba School of Swimsuit Models.
Absolutely.
Attorneys. Yes.
Oh, dear.
So this one, new on MSNBC, prosecutors presented new U.S. Attorney Lindsay Halligan with a memo explaining why charges should not be brought against James Comey because there isn't enough evidence to establish probable cause, let alone enough to convince a jury to convict. We'll see what happens. Even Bill Barr wouldn't do this. Even Todd Blanche wouldn't do this. But they literally are down to the, I don't know, parking garage supermodels.
I don't even know what to say about this other than there's no loyalty. This guy pretty much threw the election to him in 2016, and now he's going to go after. There's no loyalty.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Bill Barr, who covered up the fact that Trump is a traitor to the United States, and he knows
it. I think Bill Barr did a lot of things that we don't know about.
I know. Why do you think they called him the cover-up captain or whatever? But he absolutely knew that Trump colluded with a foreign power and covered that whole thing up. But even this was a bridge too far for him. But now we're just in whole new territory, Dana, about whether...
There's no guardrails when it comes to what they can do and what they want to do with all three branches and the Supreme Court in their back pocket. I'm just happy to see some judges are still doing the right thing, even if they are Trump-appointed judges. Some of them are pushing back. I don't think there's going to be an indictment. I mean, a prosecutor. Someone help me out here. There's already an indictment. I don't think this is going to...
Right. No, they haven't indicted yet. They're because I think
they're trying to get one. I don't think he's going to be indicted.
Okay, got it. Yeah, convicted, I think, is the word you were looking for.
Thank you.
All right.
For God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Phyllis posted this, I mean, about how depressing it is. She said the firing of federal employees was just ruled illegal. There's no one to enforce this ruling and no consequences, once again, for Trump's illegal acts. I mean, he literally almost hourly commits another crime, impeachable offense, you name it. And, you know, here we are. Who's going to enforce it, right?
I do really wonder how these people are sleeping at night. Like, I can't, you know, I was watching something from Jon Stewart, and he's like, listen, stop defending the guy, because he's not even defending himself. He's just saying, I'm a dictator. People want a dictator. I want to punish my enemies. So stop defending him. You either get on board that you agree with everything he's saying, or you come onto our side and you fight for our democracy and our republic.
Right.
Those are the choices. Stop defending him, because he's not saying... He's saying the quiet part out loud and owning it.
Our right to live in a democracy where we go back to disagreeing with each other about stuff.
Yes.
But if we're just giving up on, no, we don't want a democracy, we want, you know, a dictatorship, then what's left to, right?
Own it.
Yeah.
Yeah, own it.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel said it best, right? He said, it's not just about this show. It's about us being able to live in a country where you can have this kind of show.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Everything's better suddenly.
I think it's
because Dana Goldberg's here.
Yes.
I think so, too.
All right. 4 more minutes. Okay.
WMDX, the only station with lakes on both sides.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've got new information in the case of that former Sun Prairie dean who's now facing charges for child sexual exploitation. Robert Gilkey Meisegeier is accused of crimes in local and federal court. He was the dean at Sun Prairie West High School. Earlier this week, the district released dozens of pages of documents about their investigation into him. Those documents revealed an investigation into another staff member accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student. According to the State Journal, the documents show Gilkey Meisegeier was fired after becoming aware of another employee who had sexual contact with a student. And the documents show he did not go to police or to the district. Instead, he told the employee who was accused. In Wisconsin, most people who work in education are mandated reporters. That means under state law, they are legally required to report it if they suspect some kind of child abuse. These documents show Gilkey Meisegeier's failure to report this other staffer is what led to his firing over the summer. It's not clear who that other staffer is, whether police have been notified, or whether they still work for the district, according to the paper. As for the investigation into Gilkey Meisegeier, you'll remember that the district got a letter in April from a student saying he was inappropriately involved with one of her classmates. The document showed the district investigated for 3 days, where the student, her parent, and Gilkey Meisegeier all denied it, and they closed the investigation. Meanwhile, the license of one of the people involved in the whole case is now under investigation, too. WISC reports the Department of Public Instruction is now investigating the license of Sun Prairie School District's Human Resources Director, Chris Sadler. The former principal of Sun Prairie West, Jennifer Ploger, is also having her license investigated by the Department of Public Instruction as well. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Tons of sunshine and warmth headed our way, not only today, but for the rest of the week and into the weekend. High temperatures today will hit the mid-70s, and tomorrow flirting with 80. We hold on to the low 80s for Saturday, Sunday, and even into Monday. Enjoy it. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Friday morning, we'll have a MaxSync preview with Rocker. Lots of great original music.
And we're doing away with Idiocracy for just a moment for Web Wisdoms.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
It's not an option.
Okay. Yeah.
You're
label someone a fascist or a racist or a Nazi, it makes you free to attack them, and that has been the ideology from the start. It's weird.
So why?
Let me talk.
Trump does it.
What?
Just tell me why it's okay.
I'm getting there. Okay. I'm getting there.
Wait, I'm enjoying this.
Okay. You won't be for long. The left calls Trump a hate monger. They have called me a hate monger because I ridicule the left. I ridicule protesters. I ridicule academia, Hollywood, the news media. I make fun of The View every day. I make fun of the UN. Guess what? No one acts on the things that I say because my side doesn't do that.
Oh.
We say people are stupid. We say people are wrong, but we don't say they're evil.
That was Greg Gutfeld, who, once again, how much more can you say than this DOJ deleted the report on their own website that the vast majority of our violence is right wing? They just keep misstating the facts, right?
I don't even think it's misstating. They know they're lying. They are doing this to try and rewrite history and whitewash everything. So this is their plan now. We're just going to tell you you're not seeing and hearing what you are with your own eyes and your ears. You didn't just read what you read. That was proven by an investigation. We're just going to rewrite everything. And then we're going to start controlling the media so that you can't actually look it up to find an opinion that is different than this.
Yeah, exactly. This is an example. I was mentioning yesterday what a bunch of whiny babies they all are.
Uh-huh, yeah.
A top spokesperson for Trump is accusing Gavin Newsom of posting a threat against Kristi Noem. Stephen Chung, the guy that played Odd Jobs in the...
In James Bond?
Correct.
Yeah.
Said they reposted, Gavin Newsom posted, Kristi Noem is going to have a bad day today. You're welcome, America. What do you call it? The post refers to Newsom signing a package of bills on September 20 to protect immigrant communities and counter federal immigration enforcement. It clearly wasn't a threat. Again, right? I mean,
it wasn't a threat, and everyone knows. I think if you're going to go up against someone, it's not Kristi Noem because she's known for shooting things. So I would not threaten Kristi Noem out of pocket.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, to make a threat like this, especially on the Memorial Weekend for Charlie Kirk, is beyond the pale, totally disgusting. This is when Gavin Newsom lets deranged leftist lunatics post messages. I mean, when he's clearly talking about a bill that he just signed, I mean, it's just, this is the kind of, it's like Trump making an international incident out of his own people bringing up the escalator and the teleprompter, right?
Absolutely. You have to blame someone else. You have to keep the narrative going. But I tell you what, I have some, I'm a little jealous of people that don't listen to the news right now.
Yeah.
That just don't know all this nonsense.
We wish we had that option, right?
I know.
Didn't people from the White House just spend Sunday saying, you have unleashed a dragon of white hot rage and we will not rest until you are defeated?
Yeah.
And they cower
and then they tore their t-shirt off and jumped from the top ring onto their opponent,
and then on Monday they cower from a tiny little tweet that Gavin Newsom sent.
You
know, it's like they're so performative.
So this is why I guess you got to fight back, you know, Dana, on every platform we can. John Favreau is the PodSave host. Mm-hmm. So J.D. Mm-hmm. Vance replied to a jab from John Favreau, former aide to President Obama, of course. The back and forth began when Vance reacted to news of a shooting at an ICE facility by posting the obsessive attack on law enforcement, particularly ICE, must stop. I'm praying for everyone hurt in this attack and their families. Favreau said the Vice President is not a reliable source of information. This is now the fifth or sixth time he's posted a political take contradicted by facts from his own law enforcement agencies. Favreau's post included a suggested community note that said, according to an ICE spokesman, the three individuals shot were ICE detainees, leaving two individuals dead. Well, it was actually one, and one, two injured. So law enforcement were injured in this shooting. Vance replied to Favreau saying, the gunman had anti-ICE messaging carved on the bullets he used. What precisely did I get wrong, Dib? First of all, this is the level of discourse that Donald Trump has started, that J.D. Vance thinks he's cool. You just go, really, is this the lowering the, you know, temperature and cooling the rhetoric? I mean, he's just... Okay.
It happens every time someone calls them out factually, too.
Right. So Favreau said, I think the suggested context in the community note says it all, Mr. Vice President. Not sure why it's so difficult to give people a full story. Detainees were murdered by a sniper, and anti-ICE was found on a bullet. This seems to happen quite a bit with you. One, it's a statistical fact that most of the lunatics in American politics today are proud members of the far left, not a statistical fact, even what the single online poll you cited says. Two, you threatened George Soros' Open Society Foundation based on a lie that they funded a Nation article you didn't like. They did no such thing. Three, you got another community note after accusing Wall Street Journal of fabricating the existence of Trump's birthday note to Epstein because Congress obtained the letter. Four, you accused me of not reading a court document that you cited as proof that Kilmer Albrego Garcia is a convicted MS-13 gang member. He is not. The document didn't say that, and your tweet ended up as evidence in a trial the government lost. I could go on, but you get the point. Have a blessed day. I mean,
I love that person.
I mean, it is exhausting, Dana. You're right. For those of us that have to swim in this muck every day, it's exhausting. I mean, what does Joe Walsh say? As he lies as he breathes, Donald Trump. I mean, everything he said at the UN, everything he said in the Tylenol, you know, you're like, well, that's embarrassing. Oh, not as embarrassing as the Tylenol press conference. But it's just, at this point, it's all lies.
No, nothing bad can happen. Only good happen. Nothing bad can happen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love the, we talked about the, when he ripped Gavin Newsom for saying ICE works for an authoritarian Trump government. No lie detected there. And he told him to go straight to hell because, you know, that's him lowering the temperature once again. But I love Newsom. He's just killing it on social media. He said, no thanks, JD. I won't be going straight to hell today. Though when I watch you speak, I certainly feel like I'm already there. Come on. Come on.
Giving it up for his response team because it is those young and it is possibly that young Latin girl. So I know everyone wants to be like, I got to give it up for the team though, because I know it's Newsom, but because that's where it's being fronted. But man, his team is killing it.
Oh, God. Yeah. What is Camille Zapata, yeah. I think her name is, the young Latino woman
Incredible.
That's leading that
Incredible.
Crew. Amazing.
Whether you like Newsom, you're going to vote for him or not. Yeah. And I hope that you do if he happens to be the listen. He wouldn't be my first choice. However, comma, I will absolutely back him. And no matter what you think, this is really good response right now because it is getting under the skin of everyone in that administration who he goes after, and especially the orange guy.
Yeah. Speaking of people that were my first choice, Kamala. I don't know if you've watched her on The View. And
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of her interviews.
It's just what could have been is just, it's just soul crushing. But I don't know if you saw her. She got protested by a, you know, free Palestine person. And somebody posted, protesting the person who lost and told you that everything that's happening now would happen is asinine. I mean, where are they at Trump? Why weren't they at the UN? Right?
I agree. I don't understand at this point. Listen, if you've ever listened to my comments on this, I don't really approve of what's happening on the other side of this. And I know everyone's like, you have to pick a side. No, you don't. You actually don't. You can be a human and have empathy for innocent people that are being killed on both sides. Yeah. But, I don't get protesting her, especially when there's nothing she can do about it right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, because of you. Because you voted for Jill Stein or whatever.
The reason you still get to protest is because of people like Kamala Harris, because if you say something that this administration doesn't like, you're about to lose that right. So I don't understand the twist that these people put themselves in, and they don't understand that the right to actually speak out against someone is being taken away from them slowly.
Speaking of the genocide in Gaza and the escalation in Ukraine, that's why, of course, Eric Trump said this.
Yes. He deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. So many times over.
Oh,
I've literally been in that office. I was in that office for one conversation where he literally stopped a war. In fact, I was in the office recently for another one where he stopped another one. I mean, the amount of children, and I say children, young kids right now that are running around the world who are alive based on the fact that he stopped conflicts that otherwise would have spiraled out of control.
Yeah.
There are moms and dads out there who have their kids based on calls that he's made.
I can't.
CNN had to fact check.
Someone push back.
Had to fact check. Zero. He has ended zero wars. Okay.
Someone has got to push back and say, name the countries and the leaders and the people you spoke to. That's it. Why?
He said that on One America's Voice or Real America's Voice or whatever it was. You're not going to get any pushback by going only on networks like that.
His two odious sons, Eric and Don, they never go anywhere.
No.
That they'll get they only go to these stupid, where you're like, nobody challenges anything they ever say, right?
Ugh, and mark my words, I'm telling you, the ticket for 28 is going to be something moronic like Don Jr. and Erica Kirk. I swear to God.
Oh, dear.
I swear to God.
Oh, dear. Dan in Atlanta, you are on with Dana Goldberg. Hi, Dan.
You are on with...
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Steph. Hey, Chris, Dana. First of all, I know that your birthday is Monday.
Yes.
Mine is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, fellow Libra.
Hello. Happy birthday, fellow Libra.
Again.
Can we call each other?
Yes. Okay.
Any of your thoughts?
Okay. Yeah. Hey, let me get to it real quick. So I just want to say how RFK Jr. is so right about the autism thing, because let me tell you, my younger nephew has Asperger's, okay? And, you know, look, it certainly has its challenges, but let me tell you how debilitating it's been. But just last year, he's had so many challenges that just last year, he completed his master's degree from the University of Florida. So debilitating, right?
Yep.
And you want to know the worst part?
What?
He's not sure if he wants to go for his doctorate or not.
Wow.
So, you know, RFK Jr. can just go pound sand. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yep. That was a brilliant performance, by the way.
I thought it was real.
You had me for a second. Thought it was real, and it was a performance. Yeah. That was really, my chiffon is wet from that performance, Dana. Okay. All right. By the way, Representative Robert Garcia, one of our personal faves from out here in California. You know, just because we feel like there's no way to hold this administration accountable, it doesn't mean you can't go, hey, it's still illegal to take a big bag of cash for a government favor.
He's picking folks up for absolutely no reason, yet he is somehow possibly taking a $50,000 bribe to steer contracts, yet he's trying to deport everybody else. I think a few folks have said it, but it bears to be repeated, and he should be self-deporting himself.
Yeah. Here's the other thing I'm wondering, I want to get your take on, Dana, is obviously we were talking about with this Arizona election, we've reached the magic number 218 to get the Epstein files. But I just, again, we said earlier, you wouldn't put anything past him, including shutting the government down. I mean, this is why Mike Johnson sent them home early the last time to avoid the Epstein files. But I was reading this. It said the bill requiring the files to be released would have to pass the House, the Senate, and maybe even overcome a presidential veto. And even then, it's unclear whether Trump's DOJ would follow the law. I mean, you start to think there's just no way we're ever going to see these. What do you think?
No, we're going to have a hero from within. I truly believe we're going to have a hero from within that is willing to burn this down and release the entire files and leak them to someone who will actually get them out into the public. I really do believe that at this point, because they're going to stonewall this until the sun goes down.
Well, this latest reporting, it's just everything he says is just so gross. He reportedly complained to aides about people not understanding his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. He said aides said he couldn't understand why people were so obsessed with the deceased sex offender. He reportedly groused. People don't understand that Palm Beach in the 90s was a different time. Really?
What?
Was child rape okay in the 90s? I don't think so. I mean,
it's an insane excuse.
He said, literally, apparently he's quoted as saying, why is everyone so fixated on the issue? What would make it die down? I don't know, revealing who, you know, children for decades?
Yeah.
I mean, I refuse to believe this is going to go away, Dana. Maybe I'm being too
That's
happy
what
happy.
I actually am in the same camp with you. I don't think people are letting this go. You've got representatives from New Mexico that are day in and day out staying on top of this. You've got representatives from other states that are not letting this go. And the public isn't. The public isn't.
Yeah.
And that to me is a sign. I really think this one is going to stay.
That's
don't know
the
what
key.
The consequences will be, but it's going to stay.
Look what had happened just with Jimmy Kimmel this week. I mean, the people spoke. So
the other thing is there was a big part of Jimmy Kimmel's monologue that night, that same night with this whole thing that had to do with Epstein that never got focused on, which is really interesting. We only saw the stuff that he said about the way he's mourning Charlie Kirk's death and nothing about, obviously, Charlie Kirk, which we know the joke didn't have to do with him. But there was so much Epstein stuff as well. But that somehow didn't get to the Internet.
Yeah, exactly. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. I'm currently wearing my olive green ones.
Oh, no, nice.
They bring out my eyes. Oh. Okay. Cozy Earth pajamas. Oh, I'm telling you, these bamboo stretch knit pajamas, the best, the softest, temperature regulating, made from viscose from bamboo. You put them on and just think, ooh. Ooh. The fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight. It's what really gets me how cool it sleeps, right? It is just temperature regulating. And the bubble cuddle blanket's brand new. Oh, my God. It is this thing transforms your couch or bed. It is plush, textured faux fur, not just stunning. It's nap-inducing. It just cozies up your whole room. Aww.
I'm telling you. The best part, Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. Go now to CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie at checkout for up to 40% off all that la-la-la luxury, your favorite jammies and blankets, sheets, you name it. CozyEarth.com. That code is Stephanie. If you get the post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from The Stephanie Miller Show.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom, it's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights. Rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Green and Gold football is back at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Catch the games on 14 large screen TVs. Join meet and jersey raffles at halftime during regular season games and enjoy half price wings and beer bucket specials. And the Lazy Oaf is a great place for lunch with daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that's Dana Goldberg for you, making your dreams come true. Just follow her, DG Comedy, on all the socials.
Do it.
Have you noticed that nearly everything Trump says sounds rapey and creepy?
Well,
the whole different time, Palm Beach.
If it walks
90s,
like a duck and quacks like a duck,
it's a different time. Yeah, apparently child rape was legal in Palm Beach in the 90s.
Who knew?
Yeah, well, who knew? But did you see he was talking about AOC with one of the Deuces? I don't know which one. I don't know, the Deucier of the two or just the one. On Fox News, and he said, her philosophy is so bad, but she's got a little spunk. She's got a little something. She's got a little something. Ugh.
I was also thinking that when he was talking about the Tylenol and the sweet babies just pumping them. I was like, please stop using that word. It just, I can't. He's like, these sweet little babies. I'm like, ugh.
Too many liquids going into the babies. Too many liquids.
God, okay. It's so nauseous.
That is why AOC drives them all insane, because they all want to work and they can't. And yeah. She's too smart and they don't know what to do.
I was glad to see that.
He's like the anti-Mr. Grant. He likes spunk.
Yes, he does. Yeah. I was glad to see that Melania knew how to use a broken escalator.
Yeah, maybe that's why she got that Einstein visa.
Oh my God, the look back at him. Did whoever caught that on camera, that side eye of like, this was you because they hate you. That's exactly what the look was. This is because they hate
Goodbye.
You.
Uh-huh. I am taking my individual liberty. Goodbye. This is how pathetic and incompetent this administration is. Hundreds of federal employees who lost their jobs in Elon Musk's cost-cutting blitz are being begged to come back to work. They've given the employees until the end of the week to accept or decline reinstatement. Those who accept must report for duty by on October 6th for what amounts to a 7-month paid vacation, during which time the GSA in some cases racked up high costs, passed along to taxpayers to stay in dozens of properties whose leases had slated for termination or were allowed to expire. Ultimately, the outcome was the agency was left broken and understaffed. They didn't have the people they needed to carry out basic functions. I mean, Joge did the exact opposite of what they were supposed to do. They cost us money, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they stole all of our information and sold it to the highest bidder. The phone calls and the text messages I get from people now, mind-blowing. Ugh, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know, this is this hour's illegal thing. The Trump administration, in its latest challenge to Congress's authority over federal spending, intends to shift almost $2 billion in U.S. foreign aid toward a slate of priorities aimed largely at advancing the president's America First agenda. Who knows what that means? Obviously, since Congress did not allocate those billions for Trump's use, there will be lawsuits. I mean, Dana, are people not exhausted with this endless, you know, him doing something illegal, they have to sue? I mean, it just it goes on and on, right? And then he appeals.
I don't think they're exhausted. Assuming he's paying the lawyers, are making bank off him being a criminal too.
Right.
So both sides of this are bankrolling his crimes.
Yeah, I mean, and does this not tell you everything? DOJ's anti-corruption office is down to just two lawyers. Because this is the most corrupt administration ever. They don't want to root out corruption. When he took office 8 months ago, they had 36 experienced attorneys on full-time to investigate corrupt politicians and police officers. Today it has two. They've either all quit under pressure, resigned in protest, or been detailed to other matters. Right? I mean,
yeah.
So that's how the Tom Homan is of the world. They're just like, oh, well.
The dismantling has happened so fast. We knew this was happening, but the fact that I think it's like 60 to almost 70% of Project 2025 has been completed in the first 8 months.
Yeah.
The speed, and they have to do this, before something happens to him physically. They know he's declining very quickly. They need to figure out how to get his base. And unfortunately, the death of Charlie Kirk is the way in with Erica, because Charlie was reaching the youth, but they weren't reaching the female youth, and now there's a woman up there that is going to talk to them. We'll see what happens. It's pretty terrifying.
This is why we have to fight with all of the tools above. Kansas will try to gerrymander out its only Democrat. We've got to fight fire with fire. I'm glad that Newsom and Pritzker and others are you know, sending out the code red about 2026, about the midterm. So
also, I think Texas may have screwed themselves, to be honest with you, with their map redistricting, because they took red from certain areas that needed it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are fed up with what's going on, and they're going to lose Republican votes that they.
Yep. Yay.
WMDX, where even the weather has opinions.
Maggie Dawn.
Broadcasting live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm. We talk to the Reisingers about their family farming tradition, the Farmer Angel Network about the mental health crisis impacting agricultural communities, and last, the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. High stakes for federal workers as the deadline to pass a government funding agreement gets closer. The White House is calling Democrats' demands for more health care spending ridiculous and threatening to lay off hundreds of workers at federal agencies if a shutdown is triggered at the end of the month. ABC News has learned that President Trump's choice to take over the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia is going to bring federal criminal charges against former FBI head James Comey. He's been accused of lying to Congress in testimony 5 years ago. More from ABC News White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
Halligan, an insurance lawyer, has never prosecuted a criminal case in her career or presented evidence to a grand jury. And she's racing the clock. The statute of limitations to seek an indictment against Comey runs out next week.
And President Trump later today is expected to sign off on a framework agreement to force the sale of TikTok to a new joint venture predominantly owned by American companies. This is ABC News.
You're the